He's survived by his sister, McKenna Rifling, far left, his brother, Ryan Rifling, second from right, and sister, Whitney Rifling Rund. Lynn Grooms, Grooms Communications, is a freelance journalist specializing in agriculture. Participating providers must be licensed, registered with the program, and comfortable with offering counseling to farmers who have a good understanding of agriculture and its challenges. He lives on a farm near Sugar Bush in Luxembourg. Diane and Patrick Rifling, center, pulled a photograph of their son, Miles Rifling. He's survived by his sister, McKenna Rifling, far left, his brother, Ryan Rifling, second from right, and sister, Whitney Rifling Rund. Miles Rifling wanted to be part of the continued success of Rifling Farms, his family's cash crop and cattle farming operation, says McKenna Rifling. A Lafayette County Sheriff's vehicle features a green ribbon on its side, indicating mental health awareness. McKenna Rifling remembers her big brother, Miles Rifling, for his outgoing and sometimes wild personality. In addition to working with his farming family, he enjoyed bowling, snowmobiling, trucks, sports cars, and riding his Harley-Davidson. Lynn Grooms, Grooms Communications, is a freelance journalist specializing in agriculture. After a farmer obtains a counseling service voucher from the Wisconsin Farm Center, he or she will contact a participating provider and identify themselves as a referral from the Wisconsin Farm Center. The farmer gives the voucher to the provider as payment. Vouchers can be used for either telecounseling or in-person sessions that are at least 1 hour in length. Participating providers must be licensed, registered with the program, and comfortable with offering counseling to farmers who have a good understanding of agriculture and its challenges. After the appointment is complete, the provider forwards the voucher to the Wisconsin Farm Center to obtain payment. Providers are reimbursed at a fixed predetermined rate. Visit dat.y.gov search for Farm Center for more information. Donald Jossart told me one of the most remarkable lost and found stories I have ever heard. He lives on a farm near Sugar Bush in Luxembourg.